أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today inshallah verse number 102 of Surah Ali Imran. In the last few verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the issue of the Ahl-e Kitab trying to create dissension, disunity amongst the Aws and Khazraj of Medina Munawwara by having poetry that was recited in the days of the past, creating the fuel of hatred and enmity between the two tribes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed them, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the Ummah, that if you have to follow a group amongst them, then they will turn you away from your deen. And how can you do all of this when two things? One is this, that the Quran Sharif is being recited upon you. And the second is, وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in your midst. From here on, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives the ummah some advices, some commandments to follow. The first of which is Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. And the second is, Wala tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O you who have brought iman, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How should you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To what extent? Haqqa tuqatihi, fulfilling the rights of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this word taqwa we have discussed on various occasions, but if we look at it in the context of the Quran Sharif in itself, and we look at it in its originality, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Muzzammil, Allah ta'ala says, فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ يَوْمَن يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that how are you going to protect yourself? فَكَيْفَ تَتَّقُونَ إِن كَفَرْتُمْ, that if you disbelieve, how are you going to protect yourself on that day when little children will become old, they will become grey, the hair will become white. So there Allah ta'ala used it in the form, in the meaning of to protect, and that is in its original meaning. So taqwa in actual fact means to protect oneself from the wrath and from the anger of Allah Ta'ala, thereby protecting one from the punishment of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Ulama have written that insofar as taqwa is concerned, there are different levels of taqwa. The very basic is that a person protects oneself from kufr and shirk. And when one looks at that, then every believer has taqwa, in that one has brought iman, one has protected oneself from kufr and from shirk and from all forms of disbelief. And then the second form of taqwa will be to protect oneself, to keep away from all those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made impermissible. Whatever Allah ta'ala has made haram, to keep away from it. Whatever Allah ta'ala has obligated, to fulfill it. Because to keep away from an obligation is also haram. So that is the general taqwa that we always speak about. And that is the taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to abide by in the Quran Sharif. Then we find the higher form of taqwa that goes, for example, the taqwa of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, that they were to protect their hearts from everything that is ghayrullah. Everything that is besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will find that Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam did not indulge in any thought but the thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commanding us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi, that have the taqwa of Allah ta'ala to that extent that we fulfill the right of the taqwa. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to explain what is the right of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he divided this into three aspects, into three categories. One is this, that ayyuta'a fala yu'sa. One is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always be obeyed and Allah ta'ala never be disobeyed. In whatever department of our life, whether it is in the ibadat, whether it is in our domestic life, whether it is in our business, insofar as our acquisitions are concerned, our professional lives, our work lives, whatever it be, that we always obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is never disobeyed. So that is the one aspect. And for that also, we must be very, very careful that we need to find out the masail, we need to find out the laws of the sharia. So the first is, أَيُّطَاعَ وَلَا يُعْصَى. The second aspect is this, وَيُذْكَرْ وَلَا يُنْسَى. That Allah ta'ala is always remembered, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never forgotten. In every aspect again, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we never ever forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for this, the simple thing is, we go back to the sunnah of our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find that it is all there. We sit down to eat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had never forgotten Allah ta'ala. Whilst eating, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had never forgotten Allah ta'ala. When he had completed eating, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had never forgotten Allah ta'ala. Entering the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the dua, he had never forgotten Allah ta'ala. Leaving the masjid, he had never forgotten Allah ta'ala. And like that, we find in every sphere of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all the time, we make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala with our hearts, with our tongues and our limbs. Again, in the obedience of Allah is one form of dhikrullah. And the third is, وَيُشْكَرْ وَلَا يُكْفَرْ. And that Allah ta'ala is appreciated. We are grateful to Allah ta'ala at all times, and we are never unappreciative of Allah ta'ala at any moment. So that is fulfilling the right of the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah has given us many ni'mats. We can count those ni'mats, and there are many ni'mats that we cannot count of Allah ta'ala. So we make shukr to all of that, and we never unappreciative for the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. The last part of the ayat, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die, do not leave this world except being submissive to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, except being obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. The simple solution again we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. None of us know the condition of how we are going to leave this world. So some may argue then that here the command of Allah ta'ala may be wa na'udhu billah unfair. But we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama tuhyuna tamutun. The way you live is the way you will leave this world. If we are sincere in what we are doing, in the good that we are doing, then we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our lives in that manner, in that way. If the good we are doing, wa na'udhu billah, Allah save us, we are doing it for show, and we are doing it for other ulterior motives, then Allah ta'ala knows best. So whatever good we do it with a degree of sincerity, we do it with a degree of lillahiyat, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we make dua. And one other aspect of it is, ulama have written, we make shukr for the iman we have, we make shukr for the amal that Allah ta'ala has given us, and Allah has given us the opportunities to carry out. And then the hadith goes, وَمَا تَمُوتُونَ تُحْشَرُونَ. And the way you leave this world, that is how you will be resurrected. If we left this world in a state of iman, then inshallah we will be resurrected on the day of qiyamah with iman. Once Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of concern. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him, what concerns you? So he said, how would my ummah be resurrected on the day of qiyamah? Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam touched one wing on the qabr of an individual, and that person then got up. And as he got up, he said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam illustrated this, that the person left this world with the kalima, that is how he will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to live with taqwa, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to be resurrected with iman on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us with this deen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us appreciative of the deen of Allah ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.